Listen and Live Audio presents 100 Simple Things You Can Do to Prevent Alzheimer's by Jean Carper. Read for you by Susanna Burney. Introduction. What to do while we wait for a cure. There's an amusing saying, "Of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most." For some reason, this has always slightly disturbed me, and lately more than ever. Quite accidentally, as the result of a routine blood test for cholesterol factors a few years ago, I discovered that I carry a gene that makes me exceptionally vulnerable to Alzheimer's disease. So do my two younger sisters. The gene, APOE4, is carried by about 25% of Americans, and although it is not the only gene associated with Alzheimer's, it is the most dominant one so far discovered. That doesn't mean, of course, that I or others so genetically marked are doomed to develop Alzheimer's, but knowing I have inherited this tiny time bomb, which may already be slowly and methodically deconstructing my brain cells and vaporizing my intellect, has dramatically focused my attention on ways to neutralize this threat to my aging brain. Perhaps I have long sensed I could be a target. For nearly 40 years, as a medical and nutrition writer concentrating on the predicament of aging, I have closely followed the research findings on Alzheimer's and age-related memory loss, from the increasingly exciting investigations into basic biochemical causes to the new surge of research into how to deter, slow, or even reverse the pathology and symptoms of memory loss. As a senior medical correspondent for CNN, I did a documentary in the 1980s on the scientific quest for an Alzheimer's.